Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's a cold start out there this morning, much colder than it was yesterday. I'll show you how long the chilly temperatures stick around and when we'll see highs in the 70s. Plus, a law enforcement officer shot a man during a standoff in Scotland Neck. What we know about the shooting that led to the man being airlifted to Greenville and the questions that remain.
And today is the day many North Carolinians have been waiting for.
Big news! DraftKings Sportsbook is coming to North Carolina.
You'll be so dialed into every play that you forget to eat your wings.
You made my wings cold, DraftKings.
Flailing your arms like you can.
You have seen these commercials for weeks now. What you need to know about the launch of sports betting this afternoon and the boost it's bringing to the state.
And the 2024 Academy Awards was full of memorable moments. Yes, Ryan Gosling in that bright pink suit. We have all the big Oscar wins and the speeches and performances that people will definitely be talking about this morning. And we'd like to thank the Academy and you for waking up at 6 o'clock this morning, starting off your day this early when we had that time change over the weekend, right? I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Chris Lovingood. Raise your hand if you missed that hour of sleep that you missed.
Yes. Still adjusting.
Still adjusting, too. We've got meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner right now getting you started with your weather forecast. You missed that hour, Elizabeth.
I missed the hour, but I would trade that hour for all of the long days that we end up seeing, you know, that daylight in the evening. Love that stuff. Let's take a look at Zebulon this morning. It's a little breezy. You know, the big thing yesterday, it looked beautiful outside, but it was windy. We had some gusts up to 40, 43 miles per hour. Right now, it's 39, and our winds are a lot lighter, west-southwest at 3 miles per hour, but they will be a little gusty today. Our skies are clear, so we have the top of the tower lit in blue this morning. Our wind speeds right now anywhere from about 3 to 7 or 8 miles per hour, which doesn't seem like that much, but it doesn't take a whole lot for there to be a little bit of a wind chill. We're going to see some gusty winds this morning, gusting to about 15 early, and then gusting to 20, 25 this afternoon. But again, that's going to be a lot lighter than what we saw yesterday. So a little bit of wind chill. Everybody is walking out the door to a wind chill in the 30s this morning. It feels like 37 in Clinton and Durham. Feels like 33 in South Hill and 36 in Southern Pines. And actual temperatures are in the upper 30s. So not a big difference, but it's cold out there. And our temperatures are anywhere from 7 to about 15 degrees colder than they were this time yesterday. We'll warm up slowly to 50 degrees at lunchtime, and we'll be in the low 60s for highs this afternoon. But starting tomorrow, we move into the 70s, and we'll have a string of days in the 70s. I'll show you how many coming up, Brian.
You get your extra hour this evening, but we have an hour extra of darkness this morning. So be careful as you head out, especially around bus stops. As you make your way out to work or school, need to look out this morning. Taking a look around the triangle, you're looking okay on our major routes. Not picking up any unusual delays. One crash over in Wendell on Wendell Boulevard around Lyles Dean Road. Not causing any problems as far as we can tell. South side of Raleigh, looking okay on 40 westbound this morning. No big delays right now as you head between 440 and the US 1 interchange.
All right, thanks, Brian. WRAL is tracking breaking news this morning. Two cars were involved in a crash in Raleigh this morning. We're going to show you video from the WRAL breaking news tracker showing the damage to the front end of the vehicle. You see it clearly right here. This happened around 3:30 this morning on Capitol Boulevard, just off Millbrook Road. That's across from the Family Dollar. We are working to learn exactly what caused this crash and if anyone will face charges here.
More breaking news, this in Apex. We're working to learn more about a crash on 1010 Road near Jesse Drive. The breaking news tracker was on the scene just after 10 last night while troopers investigated. You can see a pair of boots that seem to have been left in the road. Authorities have not said whether anyone was hurt.
An investigation is underway after deputies say law enforcement shot a man during a standoff. This happened around 5:45 last night near the intersection of Edwards Fork Road and Graysonon Road in Scotland Neck. Now, the Scotland Neck police chief told WRAL negotiations with the man started just before 3. There was a standoff, and both the Halifax County Sheriff's Office and the Scotland Neck Police Department had to respond to this. The man was airlifted to a hospital in Greenville, and as of this morning, we are working to learn how that man is doing. We have asked what led law enforcement to shoot and which department the officer belonged to. We do know also that the SBI is investigating.
More breaking news overnight. Crews in Cumberland County are investigating a structure fire at a UniFirst facility near Fayetteville. The WRAL breaking news tracker drove to the scene around midnight on Downing Road. Several Cumberland County fire departments responded. We're working to learn whether anyone was hurt and what possibly started the fire.
Well, it's been years in the making, and today mobile sports betting begins in North Carolina. WREL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from PNC Arena. Kelsey, this is something that has been in the works for such a long time, and it's so very timely because of the ACC tournament.
Yes, and March Madness is right around the corner, so you can start making your mobile sports bets today at noon. This is one of the apps that you can use. It's called FanDuel, and this particular app has a section for North Carolina sports. So check out this list of all the bets you can place in the ACC tournament this week. Canes fans, get ready. They already have a partnership with the sports betting company Fanatics. Fanatics is a newcomer to gambling. North Carolina native Rob Brazier helped create the app. The app allows users to limit their gambling before it becomes an addiction. You'll have options to set limits for wagers, deposits, and sessions. Fanatics and the Canes plan to open a retail sports book where you can place bets in person either here at PNC Arena or somewhere that's nearby. So they're hoping to do that at some point in the future. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Sports betting companies won't be the only winners when North Carolina legalizes wagering today. The athletic departments at smaller schools in the UNC system stand to make millions as well. The athletics departments at 13 universities across the state, all UNC system schools except UNC and NC State, will receive a share of the tax revenue from mobile sports betting, perhaps more than $1 million a year. And that could make a huge difference at a school like UNC Asheville with a $9 million athletics budget or UNC Pembroke at $5 million. The schools are in conferences without those large TV contracts. They often rely on increasing student athletic fees to keep up. Tax revenue from betting will also go toward gambling addiction education and treatment programs, youth sports, and a fund to attract more major sporting events to North Carolina.
Oppenheimer dominated the Oscars last night. The film won 7 awards, including Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, and Best Supporting Actor. Cillian Murphy took home Best Lead Actor. Murphy's role as Robert Oppenheimer earned him his first Oscar win. Murphy beat out Colman Domingo, Bradley Cooper, Paul Giamatti, and Jeffrey Wright.
You know, we made a film about the man who created the atomic bomb, and for better or for worse, we're all living in Oppenheimer's world, so I would really like to dedicate this to the peacemakers everywhere.
And coming up in 10 minutes, Ken Smith will join us with one of the surprises of the night, the Best Actress category.
Today, we're expecting a man charged with killing his 20-year-old wife to take the stand in his own defense. Prosecutors say Eric Hernandez Mendez stabbed NC State student Christina Matos to death in the couple's apartment. In court on Friday, the state read some of the text messages the couple exchanged before resting their case. Afterward, the defense asked for the case to be dismissed. The judge denied that request. The defense now begins presenting its case.
A witness to a Raleigh car crash was hurt while trying to help at the scene. 3 people were taken to the hospital after those 2 crashes. Raleigh police say 2 cars crashed head-on near New Hope Road and Danzy Drive. And the video you're seeing right here on your screen, this is from the WREL Breaking News Tracker. Look at the damage to these vehicles. Someone who witnessed the crash ran to help, and when another car hit that person, well, investigators responded and tried to help out there. The 3 people hurt all have non-life-threatening injuries, and police say there has been no arrest and no charges filed at the time.
2 men are expected in court today after Goldsboro police say they robbed 2 stores at gunpoint. The robberies happened just 10 minutes apart at 2 stores. After talking to employees at both stores, Wayne County Sheriff's deputies were able to find the car involved and arrest the driver and passenger. Jamario Weeks and Daniel Wiltshire are both charged with robbery with a dangerous weapon. They are now in jail at the Goldsboro Police Department.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, flash flooding and landslides have killed at least 26 people and left 11 missing in Indonesia. This is video here of the destruction. Monsoon rains and rising rivers have submerged 9 districts and cities since Thursday. The rain has also submerged 37,000 homes and buildings. Relief efforts there, they have been hampered by power outages, damaged bridges and road, blocked by thick mud and debris. They say the floods also damaged 26 bridges, 45 mosques and 25 schools. Search and rescue teams are still searching for survivors.
The poor country. All right. Thanks, Michelle. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that he will push ahead with a military offensive in Rafah. That's where more than a million displaced Palestinians are sheltering. And this is despite President Biden's warning that doing so would be a red line. Israeli leaders have previously warned that if hostages held in Gaza aren't home by Ramadan, they would launch a military offensive.
So we will do whatever we can to restore security for them and bring them home. And I hope we can do that. If we have to do it with military means, we'll do so. If there's a diplomatic way to achieve it, fine. But ultimately, we'll do it.
And his remarks come as Ramadan begins. The United Nations aid chief has warned that a ground invasion could lead to a slaughter. Nearly all U.S. military in the embassy in Haiti are leaving the country. We are going to explain the unrest there that led to this decision.
Plus, Russell Wilson is going to join the Steelers. We'll look at his huge announcement on social media and how much he will be making.
And it's a cold start out there this morning. Our temperatures are feeling like the 30s with a wind chill, but it won't be as windy as yesterday. We have a big warm up in our forecast, but we will head into the weekend with some showers and thunderstorms. I'll show you the timeline coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It's a chilly start out there. Temperature in the triangle of 39 degrees. You know, it was such a windy day yesterday. It won't be quite as windy today. We're going to see our winds gusting, say, 20 to 25 this afternoon. But they're fairly light this morning as the kids are heading out the door to the bus. Our winds have been about, say, 5 to 10 miles per hour this morning. But it is making for a chilly wind chill. I mean, temperatures are in the 30s. It feels like a 30s with that wind chill as well. This afternoon, temperatures will be pretty close to normal, looking at a high of 61 degrees under mostly sunny skies. So another bright day like we saw yesterday. If you're headed out the door to walk the dogs with those cool temperatures, again, you know, the gloves might feel nice. It may be a while since you've had to pull out the gloves when you're walking the dogs, but it's a chilly start. We have some warm temperatures on the way. I'll show you when coming up.
All right, Elizabeth, 614 all new, getting reports of a minor crash on the southeast side of Raleigh at MLK Boulevard and Rock Quarry Road. Apparently, it's a crash with property damage only. No injuries with this, but you still likely will see some police activity at the scene. Also, over in Wendell, watch for a minor crash getting cleared from Wendell Boulevard at Lyles Dean Road. Looks like this may be in a parking lot, not really causing any big problems. The Beltline's looking fine in both directions this morning. The headlights are westbound on 440, heading through the Wake Forest Road interchange. No delays from 87 all the way around to Wade Avenue, Chris.
All right, thanks, Brian. One of the most surprising wins of the 2024 Oscars was for Best Lead Actress. Emma Stone took the award over perceived favorite Lily Gladstone. And WRAL's Ken Smith joins us now with what Stone had to say all about it. People were surprised about that, Ken.
It was the one category that a lot of people were looking at because they weren't sure would it be Lily Gladstone or Emma Stone. But, you know, since Lily Gladstone won the SAG Award for Best Actress, more often than not, that person wins the Oscar, but the night belonged to Emma Stone. Stone won the award for her portrayal of Bella Baxter in Poor Things. The actress acknowledged the five previous Oscar winners who were presenters and her fellow nominees, including Killers of the Flower Moon star Lily Gladstone.
The women on the stage, you are all incredible, and the women in this category. Sandra, Annette, Carrie, Lily, I share this with you. I am in awe of you.
Divine Joy Randolph was overcome with emotion, winning Best Supporting Actress for The Holdovers. Well, we already mentioned Cillian Murphy winning Best Actor for Oppenheimer. Well, his co-star, Robert Downey Jr., took top honors for Best Supporting Actor for his role in Oppenheimer. Of course, we have more Oscar moments coming up in the next half hour, including the documentary about the war in Ukraine that brought that war to the Oscar stage. It was quite a night for that.
Another thing that there were protesters outside the Oscars telling people shame on you for attending, but there were also actors and actresses wearing those red lapel pins calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Gaza. So a lot of stuff last night.
Yeah, it's a big stage, and if you want to make a statement,
that's
the night to do it.
All right, thanks, Ken. Sure. And ahead this morning on Today, an exclusive behind-the-scenes look at Elton John's Oscar party. The Today Show gets started at 7 on WREL.
The U.S. military has removed non-essential staff from the U.S. Embassy in Haiti as the unrest there continues. The U.S. has also ramped up security in the nation's capital, Port-au-Prince. Last week, gangs staged attacks at the airport, police stations, and prisons. They're pushing for the removal of Haiti's prime minister. What began as a three-day state of emergency there has been extended for a month.
New this morning, Russell Wilson will be signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The former NC State quarterback announced it on X last night. He shared a clip with the team's iconic rally song, Renegade. The Denver Broncos will release Wilson on Wednesday, and then he'll sign in Pittsburgh. He's expected to sign a one-year deal for the league minimum of $1.21 million. The Broncos still owe Wilson $38 million for the coming season. We've got meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner right now tracking the weather across your area. There's so many different things that I think are worth talking about today. First of all, yesterday was super windy that we had it. This morning still so, though it's slightly starting to die down. And Elizabeth, it's going to be a little warmer in the days to come.
We've got a nice string of highs in the 70s in our forecast starting tomorrow, but it's still on the chilly side this morning. It doesn't take a whole lot of wind for there to be much of a wind chill. So we're feeling it this morning. Take a live look at Goldsboro and Fayetteville, Apex and Chapel Hill. Skies are clear everywhere. We'll see some gusts this morning up to around 15 miles per hour, but this afternoon gusting 20 to 25. But that is down a lot from yesterday when we were gusting 35 to 40. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And of course, there's our newsroom in Fayetteville. It is still going to be breezy and cool today. We have our wind that's coming out of the northwest. You can see those wind streams. They're moving fast and coming right down out of Canada. So that keeps our temperatures on the cool side today. But this high pressure system builds in and brings us plenty of sunshine and eventually reverses our winds. High pressure systems have winds that rotate clockwise. So as that high moves eastward, we get into a southerly flow that's going to really warm up our temperatures starting tomorrow all the way through the end of the work week. Let's check out what's happening for us as we move ahead and check out our next best chance for rain. We're nice and dry all the way until Friday. That's going to bring us the next best chance for rain, and it's likely to be in the evening. You can see 9 a.m. on Friday looks dry, but by the time we get to, say, 5, 6 p.m. on Friday, we see the system rolling in. It's possible that we would see thunderstorms, and some of those could be strong to severe. It's a little early to try to pin that down just yet, but it's something that we'll be watching closely. Right now, it looks like we could see a break in our systems on Saturday, sort of in between the two. Saturday morning, it looks a little wet and then drying out, and then we'll see a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms again on Sunday. There's Sunday morning. Mostly, it'll be afternoon and evening with some of that rain being heavy and, again, the potential for a few thunderstorms. Our rain chances this week are, you know, zero until we get to Friday, and then late Friday into Friday night, we'll have that chance of a few showers or even some scattered thunderstorms. The rest of this week looks nice for us. Today, we're looking at a chilly 62, and tomorrow morning is chilly at 37. But then after that, we start to see our temperatures moderating. 71 on Tuesday. We're in the upper 70s on Thursday and Friday. Our normal high this time of year is 61 for reference. So this is quite warm. As we get into the weekend, again, we have that chance of some showers and thunderstorms. Looking ahead, I mean, this is going to be a nice mild week, but it looks like once we get past this, we may be seeing temperatures that are cooler than normal. Again, Brian, into early next week, it looks like our highs are back into the 50s. I was kind of hoping that we were done with that, but, you know, it is still spring.
Exactly.
Just starting spring. It's not even spring yet.
Average the extremes this
yes,
time of year.
Definitely.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic here at 620. We still have this minor crash reported on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard at Rock Quarry Road there on the southeast side of Raleigh. I'm not seeing any delays on the sensors just yet. Also in Wendell, that minor crash, still an active scene out at Wendell Boulevard near Lyles Dean Road, but sensors also are looking clear through that area. Looking good in Durham as we take a look at those major routes, major approaches into Durham right now. Sensors indicate no problems on I-40 or I-85, and 885 is looking good. A reminder, as you head out this morning, you can listen to our live newscast on the radio anytime at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
Thanks, Brian. An exciting performance for Barbie and Ken fans at the Oscars last night. Coming up, who joined Ryan Gosling on stage to bring Barbie to life?
And a Trader Joe's tote bag stirring up trouble after people are swarming to get their hands on it. Ahead, how much the item is even worth versus what it's being sold for.
And here's a look at your winning North Carolina Education Lottery numbers. We'll be back with what's trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg & Home.
One of the most anticipated moments of the Academy Awards was Ryan Gosling's performance of the Oscar-nominated song, I'm Just Ken.
Ryan Schrader's here now with What's Trending.
Yes, Gosling and all the other Kens from Barbie were on stage, and they were joined by a real legend, Slash.
I'm just Ken.
And you see later on in the performance, Gosling jumped off the stage, handed the mic to some of his female co-stars and director Greta Gerwig, later Emma Stone. It was a big scene.
I mean, if I looked like I was like headlights, I was like, goodness gracious, the performance itself and him just going around, he has really just leaned into the whole Ken thing. I'm still just kind of flabbergasted by the whole thing, I guess.
And just having him perform next to Slash.
I know, Slash just shredding up there. It's an amazing night.
Quite something, indeed. Further evidence that this is a world turned upside down. Many tote bags from Trader Joe's that are usually $2.99 are being resold on eBay for as much as $500. Social media videos show customers lining up for the totes to be restocked and then swarming to get their hands on one. Some stores reportedly are putting a limit on the amount that you can buy at one time.
How does this happen? Like, think the Stanley Cup tumblers, right? And that whole craze and people just trying to get their hands on one. I'm wondering what my Target recyclable bag is worth if I resold that, or my Harris Teeter one, I mean, or something, right?
If you want, I'll be honest, like, sometimes if you look at that video, it's like, oh, are they getting the new iPhone? Are they getting new Jordans? No, it's a $2.99
tote
bag.
Not a gadget, a tote bag. All right.
Thanks, Brian. The Wake County Animal Center is making it easier for you to take care of your animals. Vets provided free and low-cost wellness services for dogs and cats yesterday. It was for the center's annual Community Pet Day in Zebulon. The shelter often has a wait list for people who no longer can care for their animals. By having these Community Pet Days, the goal is to make it more affordable for pet ownership. There are three more events left this year for free vaccines and microchipping. You can find those dates by searching for this story on WREL.com.
Boy, it was a windy day yesterday. It'll still be breezy today, but not quite as gusty as yesterday. Gusts up to 20-25 this afternoon. It's a chilly start, and we have a little more cold air before a big warm-up. I'll show you coming up.
And we are getting you a live look at PNC Arena, where starting today, you will be able to make bets on the Canes. What you need to know about the launch of mobile sports betting this afternoon.
Plus, six people are in the hospital, including two kids, after a police chase ended in a multi-vehicle crash in Raleigh. Hear from a witness who saw it all happen, who also narrowly missed being hit.